Chris Slater. Slater curls one. Oh, that's a fine goal. Good little shimmy. And a good curler. That's 4-2.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, time now to talk football with Robbie Slater.
Well, it's all about that surface at the SCG, and I think he might not be everyone's cup of tea, but I think Kevin Muscat got it absolutely right on the weekend. Robbie Slater might disagree about that surface at the SCG, but Muscat spraying it, saying it was diabolical, it was a disgrace, it was unacceptable, the surface was dangerous. They were the thoughts of Kevin Muscat. Let's get the thoughts of Robbie Slater. G'day, Robbie.
Yes, well, it is Monday morning, so you can't expect a real exuberant Robbie this morning. But two things. Laurie is definitely not getting excited about the GWS. That's one. And the second thing is, why would you ever disagree that that surface wasn't
correct,
up to standard? No, it wasn't good enough. I doubt if they'll play Perth there in 2 weeks. I think they'll move it to Jubilee. They've got the derby this weekend, but that's at ANZ. That's a Wanderers home game,
yeah.
So that's not a problem. No, not acceptable. Yeah, dangerous. It caused the midfielder from Melbourne Victory to get injured. Well, we're hoping and we're hearing that it isn't an ACL, which we thought it was at the start.
Yeah.
It's a shame because the players actually put on a very, very good performance in very difficult circumstances, but as you said, everyone's talking about the pitch instead of Sydney's fantastic late show.
Yeah. What do we do about it then, Rob?
Well, I think, Laurie, you and TK need to get out there, mate, and get the gloves on. I know you're a real handy man, as we discussed last week. And a bit of resurfacing, a bit of laying down the old turf, I might come and give you a hand as well. And there's a couple in there that could do with a bit of hard labour, thinking of Nick in particular. Because he talks too much. So we'll
he's standing up. He's standing up, Rob. He's looking at us here.
Like he should be standing up. And, yep, that's what needs to be done. But, no, look, I can't see. I can't see looking at that surface the way it was, how anything could be done to make that ready for football / soccer in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, sure. The other codes, as long as it's not dangerous,
can
play there. But it's not good enough for
it's not conducive, TK, to a rolling ball.
No. I saw him. I don't know the right winger, but they kick the ball out of the right winger. The ball wouldn't even get to him. It just sort of. I thought that. This is not. It's just not good enough. Anyway, Perth are comfortable leaders, mate. They're the best team in the comp. Sydney FC are second. Central Coast have only had 2 wins. They're dead last.
Yeah, the Mariners huffed and puffed, but it was, the quality was on one side, and that was Perth. And they should be celebrating next week their first trophy in the Hyundai A-League when they take out the Premier's plate. If they beat Newcastle at home in Perth next week, which I expect them to do, they will be Premier's plate winners. So it'll be congratulations to them. Sydney won to put the pressure on a little bit. They came within 3 points before the Mariners game, but Perth had nothing of it. They bounced back from their loss to Victory the week before and were comfortable winners.
In the EPL, Robbie, over the weekend, Man City won and Liverpool won. Was there any upsets
Laurie,
in the EPL?
Now, Laurie, let's leave the expert comments to me.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking.
Because Man City didn't play in the EPL. They played in the FA Cup semi-final and won their FA Cup semi-final against our own Matty Ryan.
Oh, he's out, isn't he? They lost, 1-0?
Yeah, they lost 1-0. Well, Man City won 1-0. So their hopes of the 4 major trophies still remain alive. League Cup, FA Cup, they've won the League Cup. They're in the FA Cup final now. They're still in the Champions League quarterfinal. And, of course, their favourites to win the Premier League, although I am hoping that Liverpool pit them to that.
Right.
In the other semi-final this morning, wow, what a game. Late show from Watford. They were 2-0 down when De La Fau, the Spanish international, came on for Watford. He changed the game, scored a brilliant goal and with only 10 minutes to go, and they got a penalty right on the stroke of full time. And Deeney smashed it home. De La Fau got a winner in extra time, an incredible comeback win, and Watford will play Manchester City in the FA Cup final.
Mate, just talking of Man City again, with those alive in those 4 competitions, has that ever been done before?
Yeah, there's been teams alive in four competitions.
Oh, yeah, but one. Win.
Yeah, well, the closest they came to it was Manchester United won the treble in 1999, I think it was, right, when they won the three trophies, FA Cup, the league, and the Champions League ball back then. So that's about the closest. This would be the first ever.
Okay. And, Robbie, I don't know whether
I'll tell you what, I'm getting some abuse from the... What is it, the first ex-wife or the second one? Oh, my God, the texts are rolling in. It's about 12 I've got to read after I hang up.
You want to share them with us?
Listen, I don't...
I can give you some counselling.
I don't think it'd be conducive to breakfast radio.
No, I don't think so. Look, mate, and we've had a few callers, mate. They want to get your opinion about the penalty. They reckon it was a bit dodgy. He got hit with shoelaces in the Watford 3-2 win over Wolverhampton Wanderers.
Yeah, there's a bit of that. But you know what? You don't go anywhere near one in the last minute of the game in the penalty box. You don't give the referee a reason.
Okay.
And, it's a stupid challenge. It wasn't meant to be meted. And the referee's given a penalty and it wasn't clear and obvious error. So, yeah, everyone's got their opinion. But, it's just a stupid challenge.
Good to see you're up and about on this Monday morning, mate. Sounds like you've got a few issues to deal with, which I'm sure you're fairly used to.
Yes, well, I'll be dealing with the issues when I get in there as well this week.
Thank you, Robbie.